It's time for this week's Focus on Business. In part two of Tom Martin's conversation with Matt Bellis, the founder of the 3D imaging and scanning company SacoWave talks about his choice of Lexington to base his high-tech venture.
Now, were you engaged in the initial development of this particular technology at UK?
I was not part of the initial development. Once I set up SacoWave and moved over to Lexington, I became intimately involved.
And where did you move from? I'm sorry.
I moved from Yokohama, Japan.
Okay.
I became intimately involved in steering the technology to those applications where I felt it could be best applied and where I could see that the economic return would be substantial.
Is this what attracted you back to the States from Yokohama?
The talent here at the University of Kentucky for doing 3D imaging is world class. And what really brought me back here was recognizing that this was not a technology that we would want to try to move from where it was developed. We wanted to keep the key people engaged. And to date, most of the key people that were involved in the initial development of this technology are still actively involved with SacoWave.
And how many people is that? How many people are employed in the company?
Today, we've got about 13 people that are employed, and of that group of 13, seven of them are affiliated with UK, either faculty members or students or former students.
Does this involve manufacturing some sort of gadget or gizmo that has to be put together and taken to the field?
Yes. Yeah, so all of the work within SacoWave is in design and development. The manufacturing is done right here in Lexington. We've outsourced that to a local company, Bluegrass Manufacturing. They've been in Lexington, I think probably for 30 or 40 years now. They're doing an excellent job of manufacturing these products for us. They've got a very dedicated team that is responsible for the assembly and test. And because they're right here in town, we can collaborate with them quite closely as we make design changes and improvements in the product.
What are your potential growth areas? What are you looking at now with a bit of excitement about its potential?
We have made a version of the 3D scanning system that can go underwater. We had a great opportunity earlier this year to test it out at Laurel Lake, just outside of London, Kentucky, and it performed remarkably well. We took it down to the bottom of the lake, took all kinds of 3D images. The next step will be out in West Palm Beach, Florida, where Lockheed Martin will take it down to the bottom of the ocean and start imaging infrastructure. But we see that as an exciting growth opportunity for us. And it fills an important need. I think most people are probably familiar with the catastrophe that took place in the Gulf of Mexico a number of years ago, where a BP offshore rig basically failed and leaked tremendous amounts of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. The type of failure that was caused there are the kinds of things that we would go down with our tool and image well in advance and be able to detect and, in some cases, perhaps even predict the fitness for service and the reliability of the infrastructure.
Are your offices on campus at UK, or are you located there?
We've got offices in the Aztec building, which is on the University of Kentucky campus. We have another office over in Tokyo, and then we have a third office over in Chengdu, China.
Matt Bellis, we appreciate you taking time for us.
Thank you.
Matt Bellis is founder and CEO of SacoWave in Lexington. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.